4. What would you do? Section A. Activity 1B. Listen and number the pictures 1 through 3 in the order you hear them.
Hey, did you see this newspaper article? An old man had $1 million, and he gave it to charity.
Wow, what a nice man.
What would you do if you had $1 million?
If I had $1 million, I'd give the money to the zoo. I want to help the pandas.
That's a good idea. I know what I'd do. I'd buy a big house for my family.
Really? I'd put the money in the bank. Then I'd just watch it grow.
I think I'd give the money to medical research. I'd want to help other people.
Activity 2A. Why is Larry nervous? Listen and circle the reasons.
Where are you going, Larry?
To Tom's party.
Lucky you. I'd love to go to that party.
Yeah, well, I'm a little nervous. I don't know what to wear.
If I were you, I'd wear a shirt and tie.
What if everybody else is wearing jeans and t-shirts?
Oh, you shouldn't worry about what other people are wearing.
And I don't have a present. What if everyone brings a present?
If I were you, I'd take a small present, a pen or something. Keep it in your pocket, and if everyone has a present, you can give them yours. If not, you can keep it.
Okay, but what if I don't know anyone?
If you don't know anyone, you can talk to Tom. He'll introduce you to people.
I guess I can do that.
Look, you're sure to have fun, but if you're still nervous, you can leave.
Activity 2B. Listen again. Check the 4 things Larry's sister says to him.
Where are you going, Larry?
To Tom's party.
Lucky you. I'd love to go to that party.
Yeah, well, I'm a little nervous. I don't know what to wear.
If I were you, I'd wear a shirt and tie.
What if everybody else is wearing jeans and t-shirts?
Oh, you shouldn't worry about what other people are wearing.
And I don't have a present. What if everyone brings a present?
If I were you, I'd take a small present, a pen or something. Keep it in your pocket, and if everyone has a present, you can give them yours. If not, you can keep it.
Okay, but what if I don't know anyone?
If you don't know anyone, you can talk to Tom. He'll introduce you to people.
I guess I can do that.
Look, you're sure to have fun, but if you're still nervous, you can leave.
Section B. Activity 2A. Listen. Celia is asking Bill questions from a personality survey. Check the questions Celia asks.
I just did a personality survey in Teen Time magazine. It tells you how confident you are.
Oh, how did you do, Celia?
I don't know yet, but it's a really interesting test. You should try it, Bill.
Okay.
How about question 1? What would you do if the teacher asked you to give a speech in front of the whole school?
I'd say I had a cold and couldn't speak. I would be afraid to make a speech in front of the whole school.
How about this movie question? What would you do if someone asked you to be in a movie?
Oh, I'd say no. I'd be too nervous. What's the next question?
Let's see.
Activity 2B. Listen again. Circle Bill's responses.
I just did a personality survey in Teen Time magazine. It tells you how confident you are.
Oh, how did you do, Celia?
I don't know yet, but it's a really interesting test. You should try it, Bill.
Okay.
How about question 1? What would you do if the teacher asked you to give a speech in front of the whole school?
I'd say I had a cold and couldn't speak. I would be afraid to make a speech in front of the whole school.
How about this movie question? What would you do if someone asked you to be in a movie?
Oh, I'd say no. I'd be too nervous. What's the next question?
Let's see.
Self-check. 2. Read the email from Fran and write a reply.
Dear Knowledgeable, my best friend May has a problem. There is a really important English speech contest for our whole city next month. Our classmates want her to represent the class in the school contest. Everyone is sure she will win. It's probably true. May is very clever and can speak English really well. In fact, she always comes top in the school exams. The problem is that she's very shy. She doesn't want to let her friends down, but she's terrified of speaking in front of other people. She's my friend, so she can tell me that she's shy. But she can't tell everyone that. I don't think they would believe her. I can't think of any good advice to give her. But you always come up with good solutions to people's problems. What do you think I should tell May? What do you think I should tell the rest of the students? Fran.
Reading. What would you do if... Martin Robinson is a famous doctor who has a lot of experience dealing with teenagers. His new book, What Would You Do If... came out last month. It gives advice on what to do in lots of different situations. Here are 2 pages from the book. Accidents. What would you do if you cut yourself by accident? You should cover the cut with a clean cloth and press it hard. If it's a deep cut, you should see a doctor. If my grandmother fell downstairs and wasn't moving, I'd hurry to call the hospital first. Is that correct? Yes, speed is very important. Get the medical help first. Then make her comfortable and stay with her. What would you do if you burned yourself by accident? Well, first find out how bad it is. Then put the burned area under cold running water. What would you do if you injured your knee while running? If I felt some pain, I'd stop exercising. And if it hurt for more than a few days, I'd see a doctor. Problems.
A friend offers you cigarettes at a party.
Of course you should refuse. If I were you, I'd also talk to your friend about the dangers of smoking.
Children often think medicine is candy and eat it.
You must always hide medicine from children. And you should tell children to ask their parents before they eat candy they find.
An internet friend has asked you if you could meet.
You should tell your parents about it. Agree to meet in a public place, and you shouldn't go alone.
You get pimples when you are nervous.
You should drink lots of water and ask your doctor for advice.